weather the storm. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came upon the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him?" Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Imagine being so close to Jesus that you think absolutely nothing can go wrong. And then in a moment, it seems as though all hell is breaking loose in your life. How would you respond? What is your first move? And do you even have the words to express how you feel? Take keen note that the disciples here chose the route of honesty. They accepted their fears and told Jesus exactly how they felt. Prior to this, they had just witnessed many miracles being performed. But the fact is, they had never been in a storm that was this intense. See, it's easy to believe God standing on the outside of the storm. But how well does your faith sail in stormy weather? Dear Lord, as we sail on the seas of life in this boat of purpose, we can sometimes assume that since you are in the vessel, then we will face no obstacles. I know the scripture says, if God be for us, then who can be against us? But sometimes it's not the who that's the problem, it's the what. Sometimes we face situations that are unexpected, and the truth is, we often feel like we're drowning in them. Help us to take the approach of the disciples. Help us to call upon you. For the scripture says to call upon you while you are near and seek you while you may be found. So consequently, we're seeking and we're calling, but it's as though you're sleeping. I pray that someone noticed that even though the disciples didn't have the power to stop the waves, at a time when fear gripped them like the power of a crave, they could have given up and allowed their faith to cave in, but refusing to quit, an opportunity they gave him, a chance to reveal what was really in his will. And so he rebuked the winds and the waves and said, "Peace, be still." You hear that? It's calm now. It's transparent. The waves responded to Jesus like kids to their parents. He simply said, "You guys are making way too much noise." And his word was heard. Unreal, isn't it? Or are the lines still blurred? Because he has the power to stop the storm with his very word. Don't you find it odd that those noisy winds and bad waves actually listened to him? Who is this guy, Jesus? Maybe we should ask the winds and the waves. Oh, I forgot. They are busy being still and quiet. Jesus put them on time out. The thing is with Jesus, although he has all power, he gave us a free will and will not act unless we invite him into our storms. Enjoy this peace I call weather the storm. There's a storm in your life and it's evident. You got winds and waves and the elements. Though the time of the day is not relevant, God's voice always speaks with such eloquence. Now I know other storms have been furious. Will you rescue me? I am curious. At this point, it seems like the ship is going down. Everyone's saying that they think we're going to drown, but in spite of what everybody's saying, I choose to believe and I'm praying. So no matter if it's day or night, I believe you with all of my might. See, the waves are roaring and raging, and this boat just seems to be aging. Got water in the boat and it's crazy, but my God never ceases to amaze me. At a time when my faith should be leaping, I wonder if you're here or you're sleeping. Like a drowning man in the deep end, please rescue me like you reached him. So no matter what the size or the form, God's with me like a roommate in a dorm. And no matter if it seems like the norm, my God will and is able to weather every storm. Psalms 107, verse 29. He calmed the raging storms, and the waves became quiet.